Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on Cable X. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Matt Pauly joins us. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well, man. Thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Want to invite everyone to come out on Friday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. I'll be hitting this hard, so I apologize if I am annoying you like the Humana Medicare ads annoy me. Like I'm so quick to hit like the mute button on my television. God, I've never sounded older. But anyway, we're going to be there from 1 to 5. I'll have some box of chocolates. I'm going to have all the guys sign them, probably sell those for like $50. And cause they're all sold out. Dan's going to do a run of 150 boxes, which I believe you can get online. Do we know that? Or are they just going out to the various stores, Andrew?
I believe it will be both. I believe the retail store, Plaza Frontenac, and online there will be availability.
Okay, so thank you for selling the first run of 300 out. We really appreciate that. Before we jump into Matt, I just have to say that I was doing my lap as I always do at the top of the hour, and I saw Wiggins sitting in his office, and I decided to engage him about the Trump Rob Reiner thing, and I said, "Dude, I'm afraid to ask you." And he goes, "I was waiting to see you." He said, "We talked about it pretty much the whole show today, and we all agreed it was disgusting."
Good.
That made me feel really good about my friends.
Yes.
Yes. So
Can I say something on that real quick?
Of course you can.
Just as a third-party observer, it frustrated me that when Charlie Kirk passed away and there was so much vile stuff from the left side, the right side said, "Well, we would never do that." And then we get this. I think, you know, comparing, and, you know, he doesn't represent everybody on that side for sure, and I think it's been, for the most part, just watching today, I think everybody right and left have been critical of that, but that was the moment, right? Like that, if everybody's going to say that when Charlie Kirk passes away, well, then our side would never react that way. Yeah. This is the first thing that's kind of in that same sphere, and unfortunately, for folks who stand on that side, the leader of that side fell short.
So, yeah, I consider you, Matt, to be a man of your word. You seem like a good man. Wheeler, I'm a little squishy.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's that difficult of an intellectual somersault to turn, like when Charlie Kirk was murdered. For someone like me, who has a bully pulpit, who has a powerful microphone, to parse it out and say, I didn't know this man well. I didn't know him at all personally. I didn't agree with much of anything he ever said, but I do give him credit for engaging and debating people openly. And what happened to him was absolutely terrible. Terrible, end of story, full stop. I didn't have to dig deep for that. That's what was in my brain and what was in my heart. And so I just can't imagine, especially when someone dies in this horrific way that Rob Reiner and his wife did, how you can't be able to find it somewhere in your soul. Just don't say anything or say, rest in peace. But then today when they brought it up, he doubles down. I thought Rob Reiner was bad for the country. Oh, yeah. That's what's killing our country was Harry Met Sally. Yeah. If only we wouldn't have had the movie A Few Good Men, we'd be in a much better place. Just, it's just ridiculous. And I was just glad to see my friends at 97.1 agreed with that. Matt, before we do a little like DJ's happy hour stuff, I wanted to get your thoughts on Dustin May. I'm personally really excited by him.
Yeah, I think, look, could he have the exact same numbers as he did last year and it's just something that doesn't really work out? Yeah, that's a possibility. But I think when you bring in guys, you look at guys that have room to grow and guys who do things particularly well. And that sweeper sinker mix that he's got going, the spin rate on the sweeper is outstanding. The horizontal break on the sinker is pretty amazing as well. So, with the different health issues that he's had, he lost a lot of weight going into this past season. That impacted velocity for sure. If he can get that weight back, if he can get the tick up on the velocity again, I think he's a really, really good bounce-back candidate. And then that sets you up for one of two things. If this team happens to stick around in playoff contention this upcoming season, while not likely, is not impossible, he's a nice guy to potentially have at the top of the rotation. Or if the team falls off the way they did this past year and you're selling at the deadline, it's the opportunity to sell him off for more pieces moving forward. So the worst case scenario here is he's a dude that pitches to a 4.5 ERA and just isn't very good. But we saw that with Miles Michaelis.
We're familiar.
If Miles Michaelis is going to walk out and Dustin May is going to walk in, and the worst possible scenario is you basically have a guy who's going to put up kind of the same overall type numbers as Michaelis, then you haven't really lost a group. Now it's easy to say, well, Sonny Gray walked out the door. How are you trying to replace him? I don't have an answer for that.
I don't think they are.
Dustin May. Yeah. Okay, you're right. They're not.
I think that they're accepting that it's not a contention year. And Dave and I think we were talking about this off the air, Dave, was this idea that, you know, last year was just kind of a tweener, right? It wasn't really the start of a rebuild, which is understandable because you want the new guy in charge to be the one doing it. So it's not a criticism. But like, this is the actual first year of retooling how you look at players, how you're going to put your roster together. And my favorite thing so far, Matt, is that we're seeing the target at upside rather than floor, where the Cardinals for 10 years have all been about the floor. We got to get a guy at a certain minimum level. He doesn't have any upside, but we know what he is. Like, that's been too highly valued because the Cardinals have been trying to contend.
Let me stop you there. I'm not asking you to crap on the Cardinals, but was that, in your opinion, more, they had a way of going about it and they just kind of chose wrong, or is that some sort of front office cowardice?
No, it's not cowardice. I think it's what worked for them for a long time. But unfortunately, the problem with it, I think you'll agree with me, Matt. I think that what became the problem with it is that you no longer had those guys supporting an elite core. Where when you needed to support an elite core of players, that was fine. It worked okay. You know, the Jake Westbrooks of the world, those guys, they were perfectly fine when you brought them in to fill in rotation spots or whatever. But when you no longer had the core to support that, it just wasn't going to work. You were going to get, you know, yes, you're going to get the known commodity, but there's no upside. And that means your ceiling as a team is lower because you didn't have guys like Albert and Yachty and Berkman and Beltran and those guys as your core. Once Arenado and Goldie slipped from the high level, right? Because even in 2023, Matt, you had that elite core. You had two MVP candidates. But ever since that slipped, you just didn't have enough upside around them to get anywhere.
No, and the two, it's so not fair that these two guys get brought up so often as like the poster children of what's gone wrong with Cardinals baseball. But when Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson were brought in, those guys are like 3 or 4 starters, and essentially they were being brought in almost as like top of the rotation kind of guy. Like that was their roles on the team, and those guys they're fine. If you've got just a stacked rotation, and maybe it's got a rotation that's just very young but really good, and you want to bring in a veteran starter to be at the back end just to solidify things, that's great, but that's not what they were doing in that situation. So I'm just kind of augmenting the point that yeah. Kevin was making. They were swimming upstream for the last couple years, and now they've just sort of let the water take them, and they're going to end up where they end up and try to make good decisions while they're going for the ride.
So I know that in general, if you get an opportunity to get a really great deal on a player, you do it. I'm in this situation, I'm thinking about the Cardinals and a position player, specifically an infield player. But at this point, would they have to be like an amazing deal because we're sort of chock full of those? We need more pitching?
That specific question was asked to Heim Bloom when I was at the winter meetings. Is there any scenario? Because the idea would be, well, what if they trade Nolan Arenado and Nolan Gorman? Are they all of a sudden going to have to go sign a third baseman? So basically the scenario was, is there any possibility that the team actually brings in an infielder? And Heim Bloom's answer, to paraphrase, was, while he would not preclude himself from doing anything, that does not seem like a legitimate scenario. So, no, I don't – because even if that happens, maybe if that scenario plays out, you're not actually trading Brendan Donovan, although they think they are. You've got J.J. Weatherholt. He can go play third even if it's for a year. You still have Thomas Tejesi. You've got other guys. So, no, I would be – I'd be really surprised if they brought in somebody who only played on the infield.
Okay. Rachel, you want to tell me about the McDonald's CEO?
Yes. So the McDonald's CEO is pretty active on social media, from what I understand. And he posted this video to Instagram, basically talking about, like, if you want your career to go a certain way, you need to take control of your own life. So he said, the advice I would give is, remember, nobody cares about your career as much as you do. So this idea that there's somebody out there who's looking out for you, who's going to make sure that you get that opportunity, who puts you in the right thing, great if it happens, but at the end of the day, nobody cares more about your career than you. So you've got to own it, and you've got to make things happen for yourself. So
solid advice.
I just saw this article today, and it was like... he delivers blunt career advice that may hurt your feelings in a new Instagram video. I mean, it doesn't hurt my feelings. I feel like this is the kind of thing we need to be coming to terms with more. Yeah. There's nothing hurtful about it. It's just a fact. It's no one cares about your life the way you care about your life.
Yeah.
So you got to be the one in control of that life.
There were people that actually felt that was mean?
I think that's just the media spin of like, these woke snowflakes can't handle it.
I'm
but
like,
the McDonald's CEO is here to set you straight.
That's just like the most obvious thing ever, right? Like, nobody around you cares more than you do, which is why the onus needs to be on you to make things happen.
I just thought it was kind of interesting coming from this person, though. I mean, they're the CEO of McDonald's. McDonald's is like this famous first job, right? Like, that was Kamala Harris's whole thing, is I worked at McDonald's. And then, of course, Trump had to go work the drive-through. But so many people started at McDonald's. And I guess, you know, what he's implying there is like, yeah, these people saw this opportunity and they were able to parlay that into other opportunities. So
while we're on the topic, can you do the secrets of the Hooters waitresses?
I would love to tell you the secrets of the Hooters waitresses. So
now I know why you wanted me on this segment.
Yeah.
So this young lady who works at Hooters is doing like kind of a tell-all series on social media. It looks like she's posting to TikTok, but I saw an article about it. And she just talks about some of the odd things that Hooters waitresses have to do, including having to do a 360 in front of your manager. So do like a twirl. If you saw the movie Bombshell, that was a big thing. Roger Ailes is like, do a twirl for me.
I have to do that here. Is that weird?
It's not typical. It is to check that your uniform is perfect. So, you know, these girls are doing a 360 sometimes for their male manager in their little booty shorts. They also get graded every single day on what their makeup looks like. They're supposed to have a certain amount of blush, mascara, and lipstick, and they get a grade for it every day. Now, this is just according to one Hooters girl on social media. It might be different at different chains or whatever, but I just thought this was pretty interesting. She kind of wraps up her series so far by saying, what was the last thing here? Oh, yeah, they don't take breaks at Hooters ever, ever.
Isn't that like, illegal?
I don't remember taking many breaks during working as a server.
Hmm. Did you twirl?
Never once. I think they could see what they needed to see.
His makeup was perfect. He did.
There's no question.
Always on point.
I honestly, God, do not remember ever getting a break during a shift. Like on a lunch
things
or
because
you're not
work,
but you're also
times.
Not you're not working an 8 hour shift either. Usually,
yeah, that's
usually
a good
it's
point.
Like a 5
yeah,
or 6 hour
shift.
Because
that's when it becomes a legal thing. I think it's like mandated for 8 hours, but less than that you can get away.
Yeah, I mean, if
that.
I would run a dinner shift, it was basically like 5 to 11 or something like that, and you're closing not long after that, maybe midnight.
Yeah. Preview of Rush Hour Sports coming up.
You want to go, Kevin? Matt? You want me to go? Obviously, we're going to talk all thing Dustin May, right? I mean, we're going to.
Yes.
Where does he fit in the rotation? What could we expect on an upside? What are his good traits? What went wrong? You know, the three of us, Matt and Bernie and I, will run through all that. Plus, we'll get the latest on the Donovan trade rumors, maybe some football, like some Chiefs stuff, things along that. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Back DGS. Can I tell you guys a story I've never told before?
Yes.
And I don't even know why I'm telling this, but I think about it often. The absolute most frightened I've ever been in my life, I was 7, 8, 9 years old, and we were going to Southern Illinois to see my grandparents, and back then, you would just sit with your knees on the back seat facing out, playing with your Hot Wheels on the little area, you know, where the back window is. You know, no one strapped in, just this is the 70s, just the way it was. And I could make a movie of this to perfection today. It's so burned into my memory. But there is a hill and woods on one side of probably Highway 57, probably what we took back before 64 opened. And this guy, this person, just comes walking up. And in my mind, it was a vagrant person, and they were wearing all black and had a black coat with fur around their face and like a black furry duffel bag on their back. And their face was black, not like an African-American, Like, you ever seen the bog people? Seen a special about those guys where they dig them up and they're perfectly maintained from hundreds of years ago, but they're all black? That's what the guy looked like. And my whole body went numb. And I just remember staring at this guy, and I was so scared I couldn't even say anything to my parents. But you know what I'm thinking?
He was a Bigfoot.
That's what I'm thinking.
What?
I'm just thinking it. All black, out of the woods.
Wearing a coat?
I don't know that it was a coat. It was fur.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
It was a fur coat with a fur backpack.
I got you. All right.
Which could have been like a young one. And I know you guys think I'm crazy and I see Bigfoot everywhere, but that is the single most frightening thing I've ever seen in my life. And I just can't imagine that even a 7 or 8 year old Dave would have been that scared of a homeless person.
Good question.
You guys remember the most scared you've ever been? Anything pop up?
No Bigfoots. No big feets.
You guys did that in sync. It's like you were harmonizing for a second there.
I've been pretty fortunate. Like, extreme fear that I've felt has usually gone away pretty quickly. Like, maybe realizing I'm in a bad situation, I'm like, I better go home, you know. But it wasn't, I've never had, like, a horrible gripping situation like that.
Wheeler doesn't get scared, so Andrew?
I know there have been times, but I can't draw up any, you know what I mean? I'm sure if I those moments are locked up, safe and sound, where I'll never think about them again.
I mean, there's two. One was funny and the other one was momentary, but the funny one was in high school we used to screw around and go like walk with friends and all of us go through this old graveyard, and we were walking through and looking at the tombstones. This is like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and the bushes started rustling and we all start backpedaling like that, and then a couple rabbits come running out. We started laughing. Like, there's that moment you're like, what the? The only real one though was driving down in Miami across down US 1 and watching gunshots go back and forth in front of me. When I'm stopped at a light, that was not great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.